This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The helm is in good hands. This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 97.1talk.com.
Nice little 38 special to bring us back in there. Love that. Thank you, Ethan. Is there a anniversary today I need to know of for 38 special? Something big happened today?
No, I think it's just one of their members' birthdays.
Right. Nice. All right. Well, I'll always love that band. Here's the deal. A little bit of breaking news for you this morning. We talked about it a bit earlier, but if you're just joining us, the U.S. and China have reached I have to say it that way.
You
I'm sorry.
Do every time.
U.S. and China have reached a framework to implement a trade deal, according to Howard Lutnick. And that's a big deal, I think. Why don't we get to our friend Taylor Riggs from the Big Money Show at Fox Business and get her opinion on that. Taylor, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, the market at least is not up hugely right now, as I might have expected, but this is still a pretty big deal.
It is. I think the market is getting immune to some of these things. I think the market was anticipating eventually a deal would get done. The market's probably also seeing the asterisks there where it still needs final sign-off approval from both President Trump and Xi Jinping, which I'm assuming we'll get. But I think, again, the market is trying to take all of this stuff in stride, given the volatility that we've seen in the last couple months. That said, to your point, I agree. I think this is a great deal. The, you know, what I love about this deal is rare earth metals, rare earth minerals that they send to us, and then us sending them semiconductors, are very easily trackable. So if they renege on their promise, which it's China, they always end up not following through, this is very easy for us to track. The minute they stop shipping rare earths, we stop shipping semiconductors. That's much easier to track and hold their feet to the fire than it is with some of these non-tariff barriers of government intervention or government subsidizing certain industries, or depreciating their currency, which is a non-tariff barrier. So I actually really like this deal, and I'm hopeful that this is a good framework going forward and that it's more than just what we got in Geneva a few months ago. You know, I think we really want to see some substantive things come from this, and I think that this indeed is a good step in that direction.
I saw where inflation numbers ticked up a little bit in May. What do you do? I mean, is this just more fodder for the Fed to refuse to cut rates?
No, you know what? I see this as so much better than expected as well.
Okay.
I mean, here is my problem, and I told this to you guys last time. I have read thousands of research notes from economists who say inflation is coming. Tariffs are inflationary. Get ready because it's all coming. And that was in March. And then they said, never mind, it'll be in April. And then that was in April. And they said, never mind, that'll be in May.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
the May numbers are in and they're not that bad. And another headline I read from Big Economist is like, oh, the tariff inflation is still MIA. I'm thinking, yeah, you people have scared consumers for the last 3 months, thinking that my iPhone is going to go up by $3,000. And all of that was so inflammatory. So I like that so far we're not seeing a massive increase. A lot of this, I believe, was shelter costs. That's not from tariffs. That's because we have a housing shortage in this problem, in this country, a housing shortage problem. So again, month over month, the inflation pressures are easing, and I like that. So I would just caution people, are we out of the woods completely? No, but the hysteria has to stop because so far we have not seen anywhere near the Biden inflation. Remember when it was 9.1% at its peak? And now we're complaining about 2.4. So again, the goal from the Fed is 2%. And we'll have to see. I'm hearing maybe a cut or two towards the end of the year.
Yeah, but that was transitory, so it's okay.
Exactly, right?
Even with things moving in the right direction under President Trump, obviously costs are still high in many cases.
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons why our Senator Josh Hawley is proposing legislation to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour, up from $7.25. I mean, what do you tell people about that? Because he's getting a lot of criticism from conservatives. And, you know, my question to him was, you know, for the bigger companies, that might not be an issue, but what about the smaller companies?
I can tell you, my dad's a small business owner. He happens to be in California. He can't keep up with the mandated minimum wage increases. Amazon can, because they can pay $35 an hour.
Right. Right.
My dad's small business can't. Here's what else I don't love. I don't need the government dictating wages. We do need some government regulation. I hear you, right? I'm not saying all government is bad. But for government to come in and set a price, that's a price control. That also means that you're not allowing the free market to do its job. I can tell you, I'm in New York City. If the job next door is paying more, I will go there. I will quit my current job and go to the next guy who's paying more. I have a Starbucks and a Chipotle right next to each other. When Chipotle raises their wages, Starbucks either has to, or they have to, or Chipotle is going to get the better people. Mm-hmm. So I like letting the market do it. I also really caution against setting these minimum wage. It sounds good. Everyone wants a good paying job, but what that means, then I'm just going to have to increase the cost of my burrito to be able to afford to pay that guy $30 an hour, or sorry, I'm $15 an hour instead of the $7 that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Because my labor costs have just gone up. So instead of charging $8 for the burrito, I'm now charging $10 because I'm a business owner and I have to cover my costs. That means that prices now still go up for everyone. So it sounds good, good paying jobs, you get more money, but that means that everything around you is just going to cost more. We've lived through that in the last 4 years. It's not fun.
Well, I mean, here we go again. I setting a fake wage floor, I've never been in favor of that. And we pushed Senator Hawley on that this morning, but he seems to have embraced this idea since it's happening in Missouri. The voters went to the polls and voted it in last year, so it's going up to $15 in the state of Missouri. I hate that we want the feds to impose that on everyone. I agree with you completely. One last question about the home selling market. I saw you guys had an article on Fox Business about this, that a lot of home sellers are facing the reality that there are a lot of homes on the market right now, and interest rates really haven't done a lot.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So more, I actually think this is good. What this market needs, a healthy reset. I was a recent seller as of 3 months ago. I'm going to tell you, it's not fun. I had to lower the price because you have to adjust for what a 7% interest rate means versus when I bought my apartment, it was a 3% interest rate.
Yes.
As rates have gone up and affordability prices had not come down. These are sellers that unfortunately need to start adjusting their prices. I did. It's not fun. But if you have to move and you need to get out, that is just the price that you're paying right now. So I'm hopeful that as all of this new supply comes online, that puts a little pressure to lower some home prices so that buyers feel like it's more affordable. Because you have to offset what is still very much a 7% interest rate. And I don't see that coming down anytime soon.
Oh, that's a bummer. Well, thanks for leaving us on such a happy note this morning, Taylor. Just kidding.
We'll keep you inviting me back next week for my good old optimism.
Absolutely, we will. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
All right. I'll see you later. Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Kind of hoping that the Fed would get on board here. I'll still call politics on that. I'm still convinced they're playing some politics with Trump on the interest rates. By the way, coming up, we haven't talked about this enough yet this morning. That House is supposed to vote today on potentially today, I think, on this stadium bill. And guess what? Not surprisingly, it flew through the committee that looked at it yesterday. Apparently, it was like rubber stamped. So the odds of us changing anything in it are minimal. And we'll talk more about that coming up here before the show's over. Stay tuned.
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox. Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.